Hare Krishna. So very, very happy to be here in this ocean of brahmacharis. Pune is unleashing a tsunami of brahmacharis all over India. Everywhere we go, we see Pune brahmacharis. Sarvavyapi. So this morning we were talking about the qualities of those who are ideal followers. So we had mentioned that a leader is one who is an ideal follower. If one has not followed, then one cannot lead. And leading is a question of following in the best way. Following in the best way means following in the footsteps of those who have traversed this path before. Netritva lena, iska matlab hai कि हम पूर्ववर्ती आचार्यों के पद चिन्हों में चलते हैं. कोई स्वतंत्र बात नहीं होती है. ऐसे कोई मनमाने ढंग से हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते. As I was mentioning in the class this morning, nobody is independent. Everybody is dependent on something or someone. Even those who are supposedly independent by their varna or their ashram, like the brahmanas or the sannyasis, they are also dependent. They are not independent of authority. They are dependent on authority of guru, authority of shastra, authority of Vedic culture, authority of God. So nobody is independent. In fact, even Krishna is not independent. Krishna is also dependent on his devotees. That is a beautiful relationship. So in this way, we see that the role of a leader is not only that he should have been the best follower, but even as a leader, he continues to be a good follower. It's not that now that I have become a leader, after having been a good follower, now I can give up being a good follower, and now I'll only be a good leader. No, not like that. Abhi hum leader ho gaye hain, aur leader banne ke liye achha anuyayi hona hamare liye zaruri tha. Achhe anuyayi ban gaye, ab leader ban gaye, ab anuyayi banna koi baat nahi, abhi koi avashyakta nahi hai. Abhi hum keval leader banenge, keval leading karenge. Nahi, aise nahi hota. Especially a leader has to be a good follower. He has to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. He has to chart the path that has been charted by others before him. This is called sadhu vartmanu vartanam. This is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Sadhu vartma anuvartanam. Sadhu vartma. Vartma means path. So the path of the sadhus, that this is called satmarga. Satmarga mein chalna, arthat sadhuon ke path mein chalna. Jo rasta sadhuon ne banaya hua hai. Aage aage, sir. I think they need some space at the back. Come in front. Thank you. तो सत्मार्ग और साधु वर्तमा, साधुओं ने बनाया हुआ रास्ता। हम जब साधुओं के बनाए हुए रास्ते पर चलते हैं तो सुरक्षित रहते हैं। टू ट्रेवर्स अ पाथ ऑन विच अदर्स हैव ट्रेवल बिफोर इज अ वेरी सेफ पाथ। इफ यू ट्राई टू चार्ट आउट योर ओन रोड देन इट इज वेरी रिस्की। यू मे सक्सीड, यू मे नॉट सक्सीड, एंड यू मे एंड अप वेस्टिंग अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम एनर्जी। If you're going, let's say, from one place to another place in the forest, many times the local people, they make out a path, and you can make out that here is a path, because those who have traversed on it, they create a path. So if you follow that, then you are fairly certain you will get to the goal. But if you don't know, you just blindly go in any direction according to your speculation, then you could end up anywhere. So it is not a safe path. So similarly in spiritual life, as a follower, definitely one is following the leader. But what about the leader? The leader is following another leader. Who is following another leader? Who is following another leader? And all are going on the sadhu vartma, satmarga. This is leadership. Leadership means from beginning to end, one is always a follower. To become a leader, one has to be a follower, and after one becomes a leader, one still has to be a follower. There was one philosopher in India, very brilliant speculator and philosopher in terms of material intelligence. But he was not a believer in God or in Shastra. And his philosophy was, he would preach, you search your own path. You don't need a guru for that. Don't let a guru tell you what to do. You do what you think is right. You search your own path. You don't need to accept a guru. So, basically, his followers, they tried to do whatever they felt was right because they were accepting him as the guru. Correct? You do find your own path. So they started finding their own path. So they were following the instructions of that man that you should find your own path. So they're actually following his path, not their own path. Because his path is you find your own path. So if you follow the path that has been charted out by the great acharyas in the past, not one, not two, but hundreds and thousands and millions in the past, then it is so safe. So nobody can be a leader without continuing to be a follower. Even the greatest of the acharyas will never consider themselves leaders, first of all. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered himself Gopi Bhartahu Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasaha. So what to speak of ordinary living entities, jivas? Not possible. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also, there is the famous verse of the Avanti Brahman. एताम सास्थाय परात्मनिष्ठाम अध्यासिताम पूर्वतमेर महर्षिभिः अहम् तरिष्यामि दुरंत पारम तमो मुकुंदांघ्रि निषेवयैव। तो ये भागवत के 11वें स्कंद का श्लोक है। क्या मतलब है इसका? अवंती ब्राह्मण ने ठान लिया था, निश्चय कर लिया था कि अब मैं वैराग्य के पथ को स्वीकार करूंगा, कृष्ण भावनामृत के पथ को स्वीकार करूंगा। एतांस आस्थाय परात्मनिष्ठाम, अब भगवान कृष्ण में पूरी निष्ठा रख के, अध्यासिताम पूर्व तमेर महर्षिभिः, जो पूर्वज हमारे आचार्य रहे हैं, पूर्ववर्ती आचार्यों ने बनाए हुए पथ पे मैं चलूंगा। मैं उस रास्ते में चलूंगा जिस रास्ते पर बहुत सारे आचार्य पहले चल चुके हैं. अध्यासताम पूर्वतमेर महर्षि भी. और ऐसे रास्ते में चल के मैं क्या करूंगा, व्हाट विल आई डू व्हेन आई गो ऑन दिस पाथ, अहम तरिष्यामी, आई विल क्रॉस ओवर. क्रॉस ओवर व्हाट? दुरंत पारम तमो तमह. आई विल क्रॉस ओवर दिस ओशन ऑफ मटीरियल एग्जिस्टेंस विच इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू क्रॉस ओवर. एंड व्हाट डज ट्रैवलिंग ऑन दिस पाथ इन्वॉल्व? द पाथ दैट इज शोन बाय द प्रीवियस आचार्यर्स. मुकुंद मुकुंद अंघ्री निशैव यैव. टू सर्व द लोटस फीट ऑफ लॉर्ड मुकुंद हु इज द गिवर ऑफ मुक्ति. मुक्ति प्रदाता सर्वेशां विष्णुरेव न संशयः. सो मुक्ति इज ओनली गिवन बाय लॉर्ड विष्णु और लॉर्ड कृष्ण, नोबडी एल्स. सो बिकॉज द लॉर्ड गिव्स मुक्ति मुक प्रदाता, देयरफॉर ही इज कॉल्ड मुकुंद. सो टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ मुकुंद एंड सर्व हिम होल हार्टेडली इज द पाथ दैट इज नॉट कंकॉक्टेड बाय अस. इट इज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल डिक्लेयर्ड बाय कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ, declared by the Shastra, and also demonstrated by millions of great acharyas and maharshis in the past. So safe path. So we should not be in anxiety. What will happen? Kya hoga? Aage chalke. Kyunki hum bane banaye raaste par ja rahe hain. To koi dhokha nahi hai isme. In the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavat also it is said, when Navin Yogendra has described the path of bhakti, Bhagavad Dharma, to King Nimi, they say that this Bhagavad Dharma is such a wonderful path that you can even go with your eyes closed and you will not trip, you will not fall. That means if you travel the path of Krishna consciousness, under the guidance of the bona fide parampara, then you will not get bewildered at any time. You will not get distracted. So, with both eyes closed, the Navayogendras say, if you run with both eyes closed, not just with one eye closed, both eyes. So the great commentator of the Bhagavatam, Srila Sridhar Swami, explains that what does it mean to close both eyes? A Brahmana is supposed to have two eyes. One is the Shruti, the other is the Smriti. There are two types of Shastra, no? Shruti and Smriti. So, dono prakar ke Shastron ke dwara, jo Brahman hote hain, sachche tattva jnani hote hain, wo dekhte hain dunya ko, param tattva ko jante hain. So, if there is somebody who doesn't know Shruti, doesn't know Smriti, but is following Krishna consciousness under bona fide guidance, then that person will never be bewildered. Shruti Smriti na jante hue bhi, koi pandit nahi hai, Upanishad, Ved, Puran, in sab ka gyan nahi hai, parantu adhikrit margdarshan mein chal raha hai, is doing under bona fide guidance, then no danger. You will never trip and fall. So in this way, it is much easier for a leader to lead others when there is a ready-made path. To lead others when you don't know which way you are going, that is very difficult. So this is real leadership. And actually speaking, not only is every leader a follower, but every follower is also a leader. Ye bhi zaruri baat hai. Kyunki leader kaun hota hai? Leader wo hota hai jo dusron ko dikhata hai rasta. So in our own way, we are showing the road to so many others. We go out to distribute books, we talk to the students, we talk to other people and we tell them about Krishna consciousness. So we are becoming leaders for them. A leader is one who leads. What is the meaning of leading? To show the way. Rasta dikhana. Ye neta ka kaam hai, leader ka kaam hai. So every follower is a leader. Every leader is a follower. If we are doing it in the right way. But one who considers himself to be a leader is neither a leader nor a follower. Right? Jo apne aap ko leader mangta hai, na wo leader hai, na wo anuyayi hai. Kyunki sachcha leader apne aap ko leader manega nahi. Wo hamesha apne aap ko follower hi samjhega. Right? So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. We are a society of everyone being a follower, everyone being a leader. But in the material world, when everybody tries to be a leader, then there is a problem. Then there is a big clash. Because everyone wants to be hero number one. Prabhupada would give the example, if you throw a stone, throw two stones into a stationary pond, the ripples, the waves will go outwards and the waves will clash. But if you throw the two stones at the same point, then the waves that go outwards will be reinforced. They will become stronger than before. Double intensity. And there will be no clash because the center is the same. So in a Krishna conscious society, if all the leaders and all the followers are Krishna conscious and not ego conscious, not self-conscious materially, then the center will be Krishna. And in that case, all leaders and all followers will be very nicely working together to spread the vibration, the expanding wave of Krishna consciousness so that it can cover the whole world. So this is how we have to be good followers and good leaders. Even in the material world, everyone is a leader to some degree or the other. In a small way, big way. Hare Krishna. To sadhu vartma anuvartanam. Anuvartanam means, vartana matlab jana means to go, anu means behind, to follow. So sadhu vartmanu vartanam means to follow the path of the previous acharyas. Or, you know this famous verse, which one? Mahajano yena gatah sapantha. To follow the path that the Mahajans have outlined for us. We simply follow that. We don't invent anything new. The same path we have to follow. Hare Krishna. So I was asked to leave plenty of time for questions and answers. So, a very short talk. So most of the time for questions. So everybody is leader and everybody is follower. But ultimately everybody is follower. Yes.
Because as we further become leaders, so what happens? Previously we are like in more close shelter of our superiors, but then we are given more freedom. So how to increase our internal accountability as a follower to our superiors as we grow in Krishna consciousness?
Yes, as we grow in Krishna consciousness, there is more and more freedom that is given to us. But that freedom has to be exercised with responsibility. Then, responsibility means to see that we are doing sadhu vartmanu vartanam. But even when we get freedom, we are not truly free. We are still following. Freedom is never fully free. Even in the spiritual world, there is freedom, but still we are bound by the love of the devotees and Krishna. We are following Krishna in the spiritual world also. But real freedom is actually there. Freedom from the three modes of nature is a real freedom. So if we are doing sadhu vartmanu vartanam, then we can exercise our freedom nicely. Otherwise, there is likelihood we may misuse the freedom. At the same time, we cannot expect that we are always going to get spoon-fed. That for next 25 years, our authorities will take care of every little need of ours. We should say, no, now I should start taking care of others. Not that I expect others to take care of me all the time. Now I should take the initiative. I should also lead the way for others in the spirit of a follower. That I am serving them by doing this. Not that I am lording it over them. So that spirit has to be maintained. Any other question? Yes. Mike? Piche?
This is not exactly to the topic, but I just wanted to know, after spending so many years, you are such a exemplary devotee, inspiring and such a powerful leader. I wanted to ask from you, what can be the most priority in my practice of Krishna consciousness so that I can go on for year and year with steadiness?
Follow your leaders. Simple.
Maharaj, when we hear the pastime of Shibi Maharaj, he was a king, and then one time one pigeon came, and also the bird who wanted to kill and eat pigeon. But then because Shibi Maharaj said, no, it is my part of my kingdom, so you can take the flesh which for my part. So then that was the whole pastime was going on. But sometimes, like I was just relating, because in our Krishna's movement, when we see that, you know, we have to prioritize the thing, because he's a king and he can do better thing in his kingdom than giving his own flesh or himself to a simple bird. Because normally when we see in our preaching, so we see where we are getting more result, we put our hand more as compared to where, okay, what I like. Here king, he could have thought, no, he can arrange something else than giving his own flesh. So it is my, how to understand this?
These are extreme examples given to teach us the spirit of sacrifice and teach us how important it is to dedicate our lives for the welfare of others. So such examples have been selected from history where people may have done Ranti Dev, Shivi, Dadhichi, like this. To give us an example of what it means to be living for the sake of others. Not that one has to necessarily follow exactly everything. Next time somebody comes to cut flesh, no. But the principle we should get, the principle of sacrificing and dedicating oneself for serving others. Not to live a selfish life, but to live a life dedicated for the service of the world in Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, but here he could have prioritized the thing. He was thinking, why I should be, means, you know, I can do something better than just helping that person.
He must have considered. He must have prioritized. He must have considered everything. He must have weighed all the options and taken a decision. In those time, place and circumstances, this is the best thing he could do. So he did immediately. So we do not know what were the factors which he considered in making such a decision. So therefore we take the principle of it. Any other question?
Maharaj, we find differences in leaders. So, as a follower, we have many leaders to be followed. So, then there is some contradiction among themselves. So, what should be done? Like,
no contradiction, because everybody is follower. So, superficially there may be some differences. That is bound to happen because we are all individuals. You cannot expect that there will be no difference. Somebody likes Mosambi, somebody likes apple. You can't help it. We all have our individuality, unique nature. So there was bound to be some difference in style of functioning, in thinking, in approach. But ultimately, because everyone is doing following Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam principle, so there is that unity. The unity in the diversity. Diversity is there because everyone has a different nature, different style, different method, different process. But the unity is there because it is Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam. So one should not take seriously the superficial differences. One should see the underlying unity.
There will be difference in the instruction. Like somebody likes...
No, then there is a specific instruction by a specific authority. So you are under a specific leader, a specific authority, then there is a specific instruction. And if at all there is any contradiction but different, then that can be placed and that can be reconciled and discussed and seen. It can be discussed, this is this and this is this, so how do we reconcile the two? That is details and principle Rupa Goswami explains in Nectar of Devotion. The principle is the Mula Tattva, the Siddhanta. That is Sadhu Vartmanu Vartanam. And details may be different. So Rupa Goswami is dealing with principles. And he gives the example, one guru, the principle is that you have to surrender to a bona fide spiritual master, but one guru may tell his disciple one thing, another guru may tell his disciple something else. Somebody may say you go to Vrindavan, somebody may say you go to Pune, somebody may say you go to Puri. But the principle is that you have to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. Right? So like this, even among the leaders, there may be superficial differences. That is not so serious a matter. And if there are some practical issues that come up because of that, one should get them reconciled by placing the matter before the authorities.
Like we have few leaders to follow, like Maharaj's senior disciples are there, I am following, like I have to choose one particular person, continue following him, or I like some part from him, some from him, some from him. So I can have 4 or 5 people whom I can follow.
Yes, that is called shiksha. So you take shiksha from numerous people, but the shiksha ultimately reconciles with the diksha.
So the leader is the spiritual master. And
ultimately, in Prabhupada's house, we are following Prabhupada. Even the different Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, everybody, all their instructions ultimately meet in Prabhupada. Because he has built the house in which the whole world can live. Right? So ultimately everything reconciles within Prabhupada's teachings. Then we follow our specific authority within that when it comes to some minor superficial things. Yes, clear?
So when we are guiding somebody also, then we have to tell that ultimately you are following Prabhupada, so this is my way. If you like, you can do it, or you can see some other, and ultimately you have to follow Prabhupada. We have to tell, or it's up.
Well, not that ultimately everybody knows that we are following Prabhupada, because we are distributing his books, we are following his program, we are part of his institution. Right? He is the primary Shiksha Guru for the entire movement. So, we have to explain things in a way that make him understand Prabhupada's instructions. And if he is in any doubt, then that can be clarified. If we are not in a position to clarify that, we can take to some senior devotee to make him understand. Like for example, somebody wants to choose a Diksha Guru. Yes, he has the freedom. So long as he follows Prabhupada's teachings, then he will select according to his desire who he wants. But we have to be within the house, Prabhupada's house. Okay? Any other question? Yeah. There are so many questions here. If two devotees are serving and both of them are having only one goal to please Krishna, but because of communication gap, both of them are misunderstanding each other, how can one resolve this problem more effectively? The answer is by removing the communication gap. Simple, no? So there is a communication gap, so remove that gap. Communicate. Then problem is solved. When a subordinate is having more competence than a follower, there is a lack of surrender and submissiveness. How to manage such a situation? To understand that it is not just competence that is the criterion. One can still follow, one can still be a follower. It doesn't mean that because I can do one particular activity better than my authority, therefore I will cease to surrender to him. Then that is pride. Today we heard in the morning class in the verse from chapter 23 of third canto, Visrijya kamam dambham cha, dambham lobham cha dambha. So one has to give up pride in one's education, in one's wealth, in one's intelligence, in one's competence. Why should one be so proud that one is more competent than one's authority? Even if it is true, that means there is pride. I am better than him, though I don't want to surrender. That is pride. So a good follower should be devoid of pride, that I am better. If that pride goes away, then there is no problem. So long as the authority is not asking you to go and see Hindi cinema in the theater, so long as he's following all the rules and regulations, he is a sincere devotee, following, he is also going sadhu vartmanu vartanam, then no problem, you should follow. If that is what you are asked to do. If we close two eyes, how do we understand the madhyam or uttam adhikari? Because along with faith, knowledge of scriptures also increases as we go from kanishta to madhyam. Is it that knowledge gets revealed in heart? If so, then does he also know all the shlokas and its actual meaning, etc.? Keeping both eyes closed means that even if you are not a big pandit of the Shastra, you have not read all the Upanishads, all the Puranas, you may not even have read Bhagavatam, may not even know Bhagavad Gita. If somebody asks you what is there in 12th chapter, you don't know. That doesn't mean that you should not know. You should know. But we are talking of a person who may be simple, suppose he's illiterate, doesn't know how to read and write, doesn't have much intelligence to understand any philosophy, but is very sincere. Whatever the devotee is saying, he's doing. You chant the holy name, he's chanting. You serve and clean, cleaning. You cut the vegetables nicely for Krishna, with great devotion is cutting. So that person is not devoid of the fruits of bhakti because he doesn't understand the philosophy. That is the point. Ultimately, because he is sadhu vartmanu vartanam, because he is following the pure devotees or the representatives of the pure devotees sincerely, so he will be protected. And eventually, Krishna will reveal from outside and from inside what to do and how to progress. You are all very scholarly in Bhagavad Gita, so your eyes are open. You know Vedas, Upanishads, everything, Puranas. But Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. So Krishna gives guidance from within. And whether that devotee will know the shlokas or not, that depends. If Krishna wants to give him that knowledge, he will get. If Krishna doesn't want, he may not know. He may not be able to quote so many shlokas, but that doesn't mean he's not an advanced devotee. Criterion for an advanced devotee is not that he should know many shlokas. There are so many Sanskrit pandits who know many shlokas, but they are not even devotees. On the other hand, there may be a simple illiterate devotee from a village. Some elderly lady, some old lady, never gone to school in her life, but very sincerely doing Krishna consciousness. Krishna is more pleased with that. So that is what is meant by the idea of keeping both eyes closed. But that doesn't mean that because that is the case, we should not try to hear the Shastra. Yes, we must try to read the scriptures, we must try to hear and understand the philosophy so that our faith may be nourished. That person who has natural faith, so much so that even without the ability to read, without the ability to understand philosophy, has a spontaneous faith in the pure devotees. That faith is coming because of so much of learning in the past. Yes? So we may not have that adhikar, that eligibility. We may have learned so many things, but still we are full of doubts. So that devotee is more advanced. So we cannot compare our position with that person's position. Therefore, we should strive by following Prabhupada's work. Yes, you must read my books very carefully. Try to understand the philosophy very nicely. Then we will make progress from Kanishta to Madhyam and eventually to Uttam. How do we see when some other devotees are having lack of understanding amongst each other? We should see this as part of Krishna's arrangement as far as others are concerned, not as far as I am concerned. I should not have difference with somebody who thinks this is Krishna's arrangement. But if difference is there, well, that is natural in this world. There is going to be difference. We should not expect that there will be no difference, because we think or see things in a different way. But the question is that we should not. There can be matbhed. Matbhed ho sakta hai, lekin bhed nahi karna. Man ka bhed nahi karna. Don't spoil your Vaishnava relationship because you differ with somebody. You may differ in so many matters. But you should not commit Vaishnava aparadh in doing that. So then everything will go nicely. Do not expect that everything in this world will go on very smoothly. How can that happen? Sansara dava nalalida loka. Yes? But we should know that either way, because they are all doing sadhu vartmanu vartanam, so they will be protected. Krishna will take care.
Hare Krishna. Whereas, like you were answering the previous question, like someone may not have knowledge
and still have faith.
Still have faith. So, like from the perspective of knowledge, when we define the levels of Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttam Bhakta, so that means because eligibility of faith can be there. So we do have Kanishtha, Kanishtha Adhikari becoming a pure devotee because his faith is so high, or at least more advanced. So similarly, like from three levels, can you please explain this, Maharaj?
You see, the Kanishtha Uttam Madhyam can be understood in different ways. Shraddha Anusari and Prema Anusari, Mahaprabhu explains. Shraddha Anusari is what you are saying in Vaidhi Bhakti. The Shraddha of the devotee, if it is weak in the scripture, then he is Kanishtha. If it is moderate, then he is Madhyam. If it is very strong, then he is Uttam. So that is the classification in terms of faith in the scripture. But if somebody already has staunch faith and love, that means according to the criterion of love or attachment, he is much higher. So that faith is a result of knowledge previously acquired. Realized knowledge. Otherwise, how that person is able to have such staunch faith? We may think he is an illiterate person, but that person's faith, if it is strong, then it is an indication of knowledge previously acquired. Of Krishna consciousness previously performed.
Maharaj, like this term saying that Kanishtha pure devotee or Madhyama pure devotee, does this term exist? Because somewhere I heard, but I have not got full clarity.
Prabhupada's definition is all are pure devotees in the sense that all are following the path of pure devotional service. Not that they are situated on the platform of Krishna Prem. That's a different thing. So it depends on what you mean by saying pure devotee. If you mean that the pure devotee means one who is on platform of Krishna Prem above Bhava Bhakti, then that is not what is mentioned here. If you are following the path of pure devotional service, even though you are not a pure devotee yet, still you can be called a pure devotee. Because you have understood Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you are dedicating your life and you are firmly convinced that you want to become a pure devotee of Krishna. So in that sense, Prabhupada would sometimes say, pointing to his disciples, they are pure devotees. He did not mean that they have reached platform of Krishna Prem. They have crossed Nishtha, Bhava, you know, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, Prema. Not like that. Okay? There are many who take big, big projects all over the world for others, but they're never seen passionate or running or doing things haphazardly. Whereas I may be given some small, insignificant thing, but I always get spaced out and feel passionate. Can you please explain how such devotees are always calm and above modes, even in daily life? Well, they are calm because of their Krishna consciousness. because they have given up calm. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
सोचा आकाशवाणी आ गया कहां से
भाई. एक ब्रह्मचारी अगर साधु आओ लीडर अब ब्रह्मचारी एक व्यक्ति अगर बन सकते
थोड़ा माइक दूर है.
एक एक ब्रह्मचारी साधु लीडर और ब्रह्मचारी एक साथ अगर बन सकते तो अगर एक अजी हमारा अभी दो मंत्री बन गया अभी बहुत सारे लीडर का आवश्यकता होता है. अभी कुछ लीडर बन चुके हैं लेकिन हमें देख रहा हूँ कि राधेश्वरपुर हमारा आश्रम में राधा कुछ आश्रम में 24 क्वालिटी लीडर के 24 क्वालिटी का बोर्ड में लिखा हुआ है.
नहीं समझ में नहीं आया. कैन इट बी स्टॉप फॉर सम टाइम.
हरे कृष्ण.
अब बिना माइक के बोलो कुछ इको आ रहा है. क्या चलाने के लिए? हाँ मंदिर चलाने के लिए बहुत सारे लीडर की आवश्यकता है. हाँ नहीं हमें हमें दूसरों के ऊपर ऐसे जजमेंट नहीं करना चाहिए किस में क्या गुण है किस में क्या नहीं है. ये हमारा काम नहीं है कि जजमेंट करना कि किस में कितना क्वालिटी है 10% है किस में 50 है किस में 80 है किस में 100 है. हमें क्या करना चाहिए ये जानना चाहिए कि भले किसी भक्त में हमें दोष दिखाई भी दे लेकिन वो अपने तरह से कृष्ण भक्ति में आगे बढ़ने का प्रयास कर रहा है अधिकृत ढंग से आगे बढ़ रहा है. और यदि हमें अपनी सेवा ठीक से करनी है तो हम करते रहेंगे परंतु ऐसे जजमेंट नहीं करना चाहिए कि ये योग्य है वो योग्य नहीं है. जो भी है वो हमारा काम नहीं है. वो दूसरे लोग देखेंगे ध्यान रखेंगे. अपने अथॉरिटी को फॉलो करो. उनके भी अथॉरिटी होते हैं अथॉरिटी की अथॉरिटी होते हैं. सब अपने लाइन में साधु वर्तमानो वर्तना चल रहे हैं. बस सिंपल रखो. कीप एवरीथिंग वेरी सिंपल. ज्यादा कॉम्प्लिकेटेड नहीं करना है. हम फॉलो करते रहेंगे. हमें पता है कि हमें क्या करना है. हम अपनी चीज ठीक से करेंगे हमारी साधना ठीक से करेंगे हमारी सेवा ठीक से करेंगे और बस हमें ज्यादा कुछ और आवश्यकता नहीं है. साधु वर्तमानो वर्तनम नो डाउट अबाउट इट बट इफ दे आस्क अस व्हाट यू डिजायर टू डू एंड वी ऑनेस्टली एक्सप्रेस आवर डिजायर which is in favor of the welfare of society and Krishna consciousness, is it okay? It is okay. How is it that if a leader commits a mistake, all his subordinates also get sinful reactions? Why should the subordinates suffer the mistake of leader? For example, Indra's offense, the demigods also lost their position. That is ordinary karma. So that, it was their karma to have that leader and to lose their material position. So this is not directly Krishna consciousness. But yes, even in Krishna consciousness, but not all leaders will take the karma like that. Not all the followers will be liable to suffer. How can we know that the leader is properly following his leader or the Guru Parampara? Well, that is why you need little knowledge of Shastra. So long as leader is chanting 16 rounds minimum every day, following four regulative principles, is abiding by the instructions of the Parampara, then he is following. As a leader, we have to worry about our subordinates. But that sometimes causes disturbance in our sadhana. How to deal with it? Yes, it is natural. You sometimes have to worry about not just subordinates, about many things in Krishna consciousness. But primarily we should worry about our own consciousness. So that we should see that during our sadhana time, japa time, we don't worry about other things. Then you will be able to solve the problems relating to anything and everybody. Vedas say that educated person is one who sees other woman other than his wife as mother, treats other things as stone, treat others as he himself should be treated. Why, my question, why Vedas do not say that he should be expert in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam? This is Chanakya Pandit's quote that you have given. Why Vedas don't say that he should be expert in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? Yes, they also say that. But the point is, what is the meaning of being expert in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam? Is it simply book knowledge? Is it simply the ability to recite the verses? No. Ultimately, it is a vision. If you know all the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, but your behavior, your attitudes are not correct, that means you don't really know the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So that jnana must be transformed into vijnana. When a person spends some years in Krishna consciousness but still has so much pride, as he goes on in Krishna consciousness, the years are increasing but the pride, the false ego is not going. How can we understand this? Yes, because it has been there for so many millions of lives. So it is not going to leave so easily. Have you tried moving a tenant out? For those of you who are, you may have experience in the outside world. Some tenant is living in some place for 50 years, 2-3 generations have been living, and now they're not even paying rent. And 50 years, 100 years, they're living in the same house. Now you want to get them out. Can you get them out easily? So these tenants are living there, unauthorized tenants. They're living in the house, in the heart, for millions of lives. And all of a sudden you tell him, now you leave. Why will he leave? He will take his time to leave. But we have to go on with the court case. We have to go on with all the other things. Eviction notice, you have to serve him. Then one day you will be successful. So we have to continue doing our Krishna consciousness properly. Then all these anarthas will go away. Can real following be on level of duty alone for a long time in a stable way? Difficult. Unless there is joy. One devotee was mentioning somebody, I forget the quote, what is that quote? He said, joy and responsibility, something. Duty alone cannot work unless you are happy. Happiness without responsibility will not last. Responsibility without happiness will also not last. You got this point? Responsibility means duty, isn't it? When you do a duty, then you're taking some responsibility for somebody or something. But in taking that responsibility, if you're not feeling any happiness, then you cannot indefinitely go on like this. Similarly, if you are trying to get some happiness, but you're not concerned about any duties, irresponsibly trying to enjoy happiness, then that will also lead to disaster. So remember this quote. Responsibility without happiness cannot last, and happiness without responsibility cannot last. What is that quote?
Happiness without responsibility cannot last, and responsibility without happiness cannot last.
Yes. Example? Give any example of this. Give an example of happiness without responsibility cannot last.
For example, somebody is trying to be happiness without being in service in the temple. Then happiness cannot last long. Similarly, when you're doing some responsibility, taking some responsibility in the temple, and if you're not happy about it, then we can't continue the service for long.
In the outside world, people want happiness without responsibility. Isn't it? Nowadays, there is free living. The people are living together without marriage. Isn't it? No responsibility. They want the happiness without responsibility, so it will not last. Similarly, you are taking some responsibility, but you are not finding happiness. How long you will continue? So even in Krishna consciousness, eventually, as time goes on, we must try to do those things which give us happiness, which are according to our nature. At the same time, on the path of Krishna consciousness, the principle of surrender is also there. So we should also be prepared to do anything that may not be to our liking. But to go on doing this for a long time will be very difficult. एक ब्रह्मचारी कैसा रहना चाहिए? सुखी रहना चाहिए. अभी जैसे हैं आप सब वैसे. Oh, this is already done. Srila Prabhupada's purports are ideal and for everyone. But Prabhupada wrote many of the purports as per time, place, circumstances during his preaching in the West. And now, if we translate these purports in other languages, we may have to see that the needs of readers and may have to write purport on the purport of Srila Prabhupada, or need to write connecting books like Radhishyam Prabhu's books. So if we need to preach in other languages, don't we need to adjust as per time, place, circumstance? Yes, you may do. But keep Prabhupada's books as the foundation. No speculation. No going here and there whimsically writing any literature. It should be based on the sound foundation of Prabhupada's books. Abhishek Pass. This is called Yukta Vairagya. not wasting anything, using in Krishna's service. When we face some health issue, our full attention goes through and causes negligence to our spiritual practice. How much importance and attention to be given for health issues which may affect our further life? Enough to protect your spiritual life. Not less, not more. If you give less attention, it will harm your spiritual life. If you give more attention also, it will harm your spiritual life. As much as is necessary to protect your Krishna consciousness, you should do. But you must do something. Every day you must do something. Some yoga, something must be done. If you take care when you are young, then later on in your life you will be able to serve Krishna in a healthy way, enthusiastic way, happy way for a longer period. You will be able to serve longer, better and happier. We should all pay attention to health as much as is required for your bhakti. Okay, no more questions. If a leader becomes envious of others, is it good to quit such a leader? Well, ultimately we are all under shelter of parampara. We are all under the shelter of a wonderful set of leaders. So wherever there are individual problems, that certainly can be discussed. But one should not develop an envious attitude. That we should be very careful. Conditioned soul wants only freedom and authority, but it doesn't want responsibility. How to understand this? Yes, this is precisely the reason for our being here. Because we want happiness without responsibility. That is conditioned mentality. But Krishna conscious mentality is, we want responsibility for Krishna's pleasure. How can authority please his subordinate and get service done through him? It should be the other way around. The subordinate should please the authority. Not that authority has to go and try to please the subordinate, but yes, the authority must keep the subordinate happy and satisfied in his service and encouraged in his service and appreciated in his service. I feel all the problems we are facing personally and institutionally is that we are in this complex modern culture influenced by their way of living and ideas and unable to live by our Vedic injunctions of simple living and high thinking. What every individual in our society have to take responsibility to overcome this and contribute for the welfare of society and the whole world by setting the example. One example speaks more than 1,000 words. So if we are leading a life of simple living, high thinking in our own situation, then that will be very, very powerful. Does every leader have to take karma of subordinate? No. Only Diksha Guru takes karma of disciple? Yes. And if others also, like king, for example, has to take, that is there in the Shastra. Or husband has to take for wife. Sometimes these things are there. As devotees, all of us have individual sources of inspiration. But we have different managerial authorities who may not be sources for our spiritual inspiration. If we see an apparent conflict between our source of inspiration and the appointed managerial authorities, then what should we do? How can we put our heart in following managerial authorities? You should follow your managerial authorities in doing your managerial service. You should follow your inspiration in doing your spiritual service. Very simple. Suppose you are working in a particular department, somebody is your authority, he is asking you to serve in a certain way, and that is not an unbonafide way. If there is nothing objection about that, then you should follow. It will not matter whether your source of spiritual inspiration is another person. That doesn't matter. From the source of spiritual inspiration, you can get some spiritual instruction for your consciousness and your sadhana and so on. What are the benefits we get if we serve cows? Do we get Krishna bhakti if we care for cows? Yes, it is one of the angas of sadhana bhakti. It is called tadiya seva. Service of all things connected to Krishna is called tadiya seva. Service of Ganga, service of Yamuna, service of Tulsi, service of the Vaishnavas, service of the cows. This is all called tadiya seva. It is not directly service of Krishna, but because they are connected intimately to Krishna, so Krishna is pleased. So it is an anga of our bhakti. Can a devotee be appointed on responsible posts like counselor or manager or leader if he has any questionable character in his worldly dealings or business? It depends what kind of service, but generally the answer is no. But details would have to be discussed with the concerned authorities. Hare Krishna. So one of the qualities of a good follower is also, he should not give inconvenience to all the leaders by keeping them away from their service for long. So all of you have many sevas to do now. You have to go to your different departments and your other activities. So we will stop here. So thank you very much for all the wonderful seva and sadhana all of you are doing. You are participating in a very, very wonderful project that is shining in the world of ISKCON everywhere. So heartfelt congratulations to every one of you. And please continue wonderfully in the same way. Under the nice and wonderful leadership of His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. So you are a wonderful leader. You continue very nicely. Take nice inspiration from His example, from His austerity, from His sadhana, from His knowledge. And there are also many other wonderful devotees who are part of your project. Also assist them nicely. And in this way, make advancement in Krishna consciousness and preach everywhere. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.